Yes, Manon, you're quite right. The capture of Bourlon Ridge in 1918 was absolutely essential if the Allies wanted to take possession of Cambrai.
Amazing! It's you again! First you were in Mons, then in Le Cateau, and you're still here, reading me like a book.
Don't tell me that you still haven't understood who, or rather what, I am.
I think I'd rather not know. I feel like I'm in the middle of some kind of science fiction film.
Calm down, young lady. It's more like a nice dream. I particularly wanted to be with you here on your pilgrimage, in the footsteps of your great-grandfather. I knew Craig well, you know.
Why did I just know you were going to say that?
I remember him here, in November 1917. Bourlon Ridge was in the thick of the fighting at the Battle of Cambrai, and even more so a year later when the town was liberated.
Okay, I give up. Whoever or whatever you are, I'm listening. It's a shame, really. If you weren't so weird, people would happily listen to you for hours.
It was the Canadians that captured Bourlon.
Yes, I know that much. In the first days of the Battle of the Canal du Nord at the end of September 1918.
The famous canal. It was the first obstacle faced by General Currie, the Canadian commander-in-chief. It was impossible to cross in this sector, so he had to get his troops across on dry land between Meuve and Inchy-en-Artois. A tricky operation. Try to imagine it if you can. Thousands of men had to be got through a tiny sector and redeployed on a front that was a dozen kilometers long.
And it worked.
Yes. In the evening of the 26th of September, around about midnight, the Canadians piled into the dry section of the canal, and at dawn, they went on to launch an attack whilst under fire from a barrage of artillery fire. Fierce fighting ensued, sometimes hand-to-hand combat, until Bourlon finally fell.
I understand now why this wood is so important to the Canadians, almost as much as the Vimy Memorial, according to what I've read.
Yes, everyone in Canada has heard of Bourlon Wood and its famous monument.
It's a fantastic monument. The stone staircase, the gap in the trees, the conifers, the linden trees. It is just so impressive.
Even more so when I tell you that some of the lindens date from the time of the Great War, ripped apart by shells at the time. They've now become quite sturdy.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, well, it's not just me who travels across centuries.